At the UPS Store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS Store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Want to make Mom's Day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat Mom to the good stuff from just $30.
Hello, this is Monica Reinagel, and you're listening to the Nutrition Diva Podcast. Welcome. Today's episode topic was proposed by Lisa, who called in on the Nutrition Diva listener line.
Hey, Monica. I have a question about whether too much fiber causes nutrient deficiencies. I read that an excessive amount of fiber binds with minerals, including calcium, magnesium, zinc, and iron, preventing them from being absorbed by the body. Is there validity to these claims? And if so, how much fiber would need to be consumed on a daily basis for this problem to take effect? In other words, what do we consider to be excessive fiber? Thanks for all that you do, Lisa.
This is a really interesting question. So thanks for calling in, Lisa. The recommended daily allowance for fiber is about 30 grams per day. Now, the average intake in the U.S. is somewhere in the neighborhood of 15 grams per day. So the typical American would need to double their fiber intake just to meet the recommended amount. But is the recommended amount of fiber too low? The RDA for fiber was set decades ago, and it was based on research showing that fiber was beneficial for digestive health, weight management, and may also play a role in moderating cholesterol levels. And here's how all of that works. Fiber from foods absorbs water and takes up a lot of space, and this helps with weight management by filling up the stomach and making us feel more full on fewer calories. Fiber also binds to certain food elements, such as cholesterol, and that means that as the food moves through the small intestine, less of the cholesterol is absorbed into the bloodstream. And then as it continues through the digestive tract, fiber also helps move waste matter through the large intestine, and that prevents constipation and reduces our risk of colon cancer. However, in more recent years, we've become aware of another important way that fiber supports our health, and that is by supporting the health of our gut bacteria. The greater the amount and variety of plant fiber that we include in our diet, the more varied and robust that population of beneficial bacteria becomes. Studies have shown that increasing fiber to 50 grams a day positively changes the composition of the gut microbiome in a surprisingly short period of time. But Lisa raises an interesting question. Is there any danger of consuming too much fiber? Well, the Institute of Medicine hasn't set an upper limit on fiber, meaning that there's no amount at which it's considered toxic. Now, that doesn't mean that an excess of fiber couldn't make you pretty uncomfortable, though. People who quickly and drastically increase their fiber intake sometimes experience gas, cramping, and bloating. And taking very large amounts of fiber supplements can also cause intestinal blockages, especially if you don't take them with enough water. Now, here's an interesting little sidebar. If you suffer from constipation, you may have tried increasing your fiber intake. And if it doesn't help, it may be that your constipation is not due to inadequate fiber. And in that case, too much fiber may actually be making the problem worse. One study of patients with chronic constipation found that many of them were taking quite high amounts of fiber to no avail. And in this situation, they found that reducing the amount of fiber in the diet often led to improvement in symptoms.
At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
The UPS store. Be unstoppable. Most locations are independently owned. Product, services, pricing, and hours of operation may vary. See center for details. Come in today to get your holiday goodies there on time.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.
But getting back to our main topic, could excessive fiber also negatively affect nutrient absorption? The idea is that fiber could bind to minerals in a way that prevents their absorption in the small intestine. And some studies have confirmed that increasing dietary fiber resulted in more calcium being excreted in the stool. But this may not be the best way to assess the impact. Another study found that while subjects eating more fiber lost more calcium in their stool, they still showed net gains in calcium, magnesium, iron, and zinc levels. And this is probably because the higher fiber diet was also a lot higher in these nutrients. So even though fiber may trap some of the minerals in foods, because these foods are more nutritious to begin with, you are likely to come out ahead nutritionally. And that's before we take into account all of the other positive effects of a higher fiber diet. But keep in mind that this does assume that you're getting your fiber from whole foods and not just supplements, which wouldn't offer those same nutritional advantages. So taking all of this into consideration, it would appear to be safe and beneficial for most people to eat as much as 50 to 60 grams of fiber per day. Now, if you're currently only taking in the typical 15 grams a day, that may seem like a pretty big lift, but you could still get a lot of benefit just from working your way up to the recommended 30 grams a day. Your best sources would be whole nutrient-dense foods such as legumes, whole grains, nuts, seeds, fruits, and vegetables, and the greater the variety, the better. Remember to increase your fiber gradually to give your gut and its inhabitants time to adjust, and also be sure to drink plenty of fluids. And if gas and bloating are still an issue, you might want to do a little sleuthing to discover which particular types of fiber your belly can most comfortably handle. And for that, there's no better guide than the book The Bloated Belly Whisperer by Tamara Froiman. You might remember I had Tamara on my podcast not too long ago to talk about this topic. If you have a question for me that you'd like me to answer on the podcast, you too can call the Nutrition Diva listener line. It's at 443-961-6206, and I would love to hear from you. The Nutrition Diva Show is researched and written by me, Monica Reinagle, and edited by Karen Hertzberg. Our producer is Nathan Semmes. Our advertising manager is Michelle Margulis. Morgan Ratner is in charge of audience development. And we also want to thank Emily Miller and Michaela Prell for their help. And thanks to all of our sponsors, but most of all, thanks to you for listening. You'll find a transcript of today's show along with the complete Nutrition Diva archives at quickanddirtytips.com. And you'll find me on Facebook, Twitter, and at nutritionovereasy.com. I hope you have a great week. Take care.
Want to make mom's day? Get to your Nordstrom Rack now and score amazing deals for Mother's Day, which is Sunday, May 12th. Find tons of gifts from only $30 at Nordstrom Rack. Fragrance, jewelry, luxury bags, activewear, beauty, and more. Save on Kate Spade New York, Stuart Weitzman, and Ted Baker London. Great brands, great prices. So shop your Nordstrom Rack store today and treat mom to the good stuff from just $30.